All right, so we're in the middle of Yemei Ava v'Yemei Sinah v'Ayeush. We're on page Lamed Hey. It says like this.
Thank you.
The Gambat Kiva Yetzer Kashot. Even when the Yetzer attacks is very strong. You should not have Yeush. You should not despair and like get frustrated. It's very possible. Kidavka mitocha tuk at kvotav shala yetzer hinenulum dim ma alinu lavod. It's possible, quite possible, that it's davka through the attacks of the Yetzer Hara against us that we can learn what we are supposed to work on. Ubame anu no adim l'shleimu. And what are we supposed to? What are we like destined to perfect? Gam ha-sechel ha-pashut yachol la-avin, even a simple intellect can understand. Okay, nobody here, of course. Ki ha-yetzer matkit davka b'nekura shebanu ro'im shleimut, ro'im l'shleimut. Now the yetzer hara davka will attack us specifically at the points in which we are fitting to get to perfection. You know what they are, Yuda. One of the great Kabbalists and Hasidicists of the previous generation, Rav Tzadok HaKohen. Has anybody ever heard of Rav Tzadok HaKohen? Okay, Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. What? Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin started as a misnagid. And then somehow he got converted and became a Hasidish. And he wrote some of the very, very deep svarim, very beautiful svarim. He also has a pre tzaddik on the parsha. It's a very deep svarim. And he writes here like this. This is from Tidkas Tzaddik. It's one of his svarim. He says, Kol adam yesh lo chemda miyuchedes. Every person has its own unique chemda, like sweetness. Of course, the people around this table have many places of sweetness, but most of the people around the table. Okay, so what he means here by sweetness, he means that we have like a sweet tooth. We have things that we desire. Everybody has a specific desire, and everybody's desire is a little different. And in that thing that you specifically, as a person, you specifically desire, and you have a like stronger desire than most, in that very thing itself, you have the ability to receive tremendous bracha from Hashem in that specific thing, if you do tshuva on it. Every single person knows that in the thing that your yitzhar attacks you more, hukli muchan lotam dvarim biyoter liyot nikiyim vizachim etzlo. He has the ability. The things that are getting you the most of anything, those are the very things that you have the ability to become the cleanest in them. And sometimes we think the opposite, but that's what he's saying. And the things that you have been negligent in more than anything else, those are the very things that you have the ability to be the most clean in. So it says in the Megan Midrash Rabbah, whatever limb of your body is the one that you did averas in, whatever that limb is, that's the one you should use to do mitzvos. That's what it says in the Midrash. The ein zerak tikun la'avera kodemes. And it's not just you're fixing the previous sins that you did, mida keneged mida, It's not just that. Avalugam tikun nasho befrat. It's also fixing your whole soul. Kiko echa nivra letikun ezit deva pratim. Because each person has been created to fix a certain thing. Asher bo nityach de nasho befrat ve'en lachaber. Because you have a specific thing that only you have that you're here to fix and nobody else can fix it. Nizanu lomdin klal gadol. Next week you learn a very big rule. Keta litechis alatzmeinu. How do you relate to yourself? That kivotano ayetzer, when the yetzer attacks us, anu mitpay shim b'fnei atzmeinu. We are embarrassed at ourselves. Lo mitpnei harab ashiflu shebi yetzer, not because of the evil and the lowliness of the yetzahara, but rather because we feel like it's a lowering of our own cover when the HR attacks in that way. We held ourselves to be on a high level. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves craving a taiva, which is shattering our entire self-image. Therefore, our entire purpose is lishkoach et hakishalon hazeh bekdem. Forget it as soon as you can. Forget that stumbling block that you had as soon as you can. And then it's as if it never happened. That's what we do to ourselves. We have a fall. We have a whatever. And we're embarrassed from that fall because we're like, this is not me. I'm so much better than this. How did I make that mistake? How did I do that terrible thing? And so what's our reaction? Our reaction is to try to forget it as soon as possible, as if it never happened. That's what our reaction is. But that's not the correct reaction. Specifically, that reaction is incorrect. When our Yetzahara awakens in us, it shows us something. It's there to teach us. When the Yetzahara wakes up in us, a certain taiva, that is supposed to wake us up to the fact that we still have what to work on. And that's okay. We held ourselves to be in this great place, and then, boom, we're struck with that sin. So we're like, oh gosh, all down on ourselves. All that does is just reveal to you that you've got more to work on. There's something else for you to fix. That's all it's telling you. In that exact shape or form that the Yetzirah represents came out, that is a sign for us on the thing of Ruchnis that we need to fix. If it awakens in us, for example, if there were to awaken in a certain masmid, Shuka azala zove mimudo beemza velatzev betiul. You have a certain masmid. We'll take JP for an example. Although the example doesn't really fit him because this would never happen to him. But you have a certain masmid, and all of a sudden he's grabbed by this strong desire to go on a trip. He wants to get out of yeshiva. Again, it would never happen to JP. He's much higher than this. But for all of us lowly mortals. All of a sudden, he has a desire to leave the base medrash. Simanhu, that's a simon for him. That the deep layers in his soul, that are on the subconscious, they're still not whole. They still haven't come to terms with the fact that he's a masvid. And it's on him to pay attention to those layers and to appease them. How do you do that? How does a person appease the different elements of his soul? You're having an internal dialogue with yourself. To to convince these powers in you about the importance of learning. Just as if it was another person that you need to convince. Rak ha'italmut mikoach nefesh amukim mesukenin hi. If you just ignore it, that's very dangerous. Because it's literally a part of yourself that you're ignoring. You have this guy, he's a big matzvah, he's sitting and learning all day. And then he has the desire to go on a trip. He shoves that down. He's embarrassed. He like spurns himself. He's spurning himself. What he doesn't recognize is that that's part of him. And that's okay. It's okay. But because he doesn't feel like he's embarrassed by it, so he pushes it away. That's going to explode. It's part of himself that he's ignoring. Eventually, it's going to explode in his face. And he's going to end up doing something much worse. You can't just ignore who you are. And that's what we're learning over here. This chapter, guys, was called Yemei Ava V'Yemei Sina. We spoke about, he quoted Rabbeinu Tam, who brought in when there are days when everything's going great and there are days when things suck. And we've all had both of those days. Except for Noam, who only has the days that suck. Oh, and except for JP, who only has the days that are great. We've all had days both ways. We didn't explain so much, though, why do we have these days? Rabbeinu Tam explained. It's a natural cycle. It goes up and down. But why did Hashem create it that way? So Rav Schwarzron, who's the Maggid series, that's the Maggid is him. He gave a mashal. It's a famous mashal. I'll tell you the story. The story is, I'm sure you guys have heard it from me before. There's a kid, Rav Schwarzron, was a rav of a shul, and he used to give a learning session with teenagers after davening and like in the base majors after Maariv, like an after school program for learning for boys that were not in yeshiva, boys that were in like high school, public school. And one night he finished teaching. And he said to the boys, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. And one boy said, Rebbe, I'm not going to make it tomorrow. And Rosh Hashanah said, why not? And now Rosh Hashanah knew why not. He knew, but he was entering in the conversation. And the boy said, well, Rebbe, it's the World Cup tomorrow. So I'm not going to make it. It's the World Cup. For those of you that don't know, the World Cup is a tremendous international football match. It's like the Super Bowl on steroids, like 1,000 times as crazy as the Super Bowl. What?
Not just the US is watching, the whole world.
The whole world is watching. And this boy said to Rav Schwarzron, he said, I'm not going to make it tomorrow, it's the World Cup. So Rav Schwarzron played dumb. He played as if he's dumb. And he was able to do it because he had like a, you know, Haredi rabbi look to him. He had a long beard. He wore a long frock, a spudik. So he said to the boy, what's the World Cup? And the boy said, oh, it's the greatest football match in the entire world. So Rosh Hashanah said to him, what's football? He knew what the World Cup was. He knew what football was. But he was setting up the kid. And the kid said to him, oh, football, Rebbe, football, you got to know what football is. It's amazing. There's this goal, and there's a ball, and there's two teams, and one team has got the ball. They have to try to kick the ball in, and they get a goal. And if they get a goal, they get a point, and then whoever has the most points wins. And Rav Schwarzron said, wait a minute, I don't understand. It's such a hard goal to kick the ball into. Like, it's a very small goal.
And the boy said to Rosh Hashanah, no, it's huge. It's a gigantic thing. So Rosh Hashanah said, I don't know what's so hard there. What's so difficult to kick it in? So the boy said, what do you mean? There's a goalie. There's a goalie that's standing in front of the goal, blocking anybody who kicks the ball in. So Rosh Hashanah said, I don't get it. Wait a second. There's a goalie. Okay, how long can he stand there? He's got to go to the bathroom at some point. He's got to eat. He's got to sleep. Just wait for him to get off the field and kick it in. What's the problem? And the boy said, what? You don't get it, Rabbi. There is no point. There's no challenge to kick it in when the goalie's not there. The only time it's worth it is when there's somebody trying to stop you. And the Shadron said to him, did he hear the words you just said? It's all very good when there's no World Cup and you come to learn. That's great. That's amazing. But is it really a challenge? When's the real challenge? The challenge is when there's a goalie trying to block you from getting the goal. That's when the World Cup is on. That's when the NBA Finals are on. That's when the Super Bowl is on. But we could say more than that. That's when you have the May Sinah. When everything's going well, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showering you with bracha, and you understand the Gemara, and you understand, you're asking JPS kashas on the Gemara and the Rishonim. That's no trick then. There's no trick to learning then. Everything's going great. Hashem is giving it to you. The trick is to learn even when it's not going well, even when it's hard. And we said you don't have to push yourself to the same level. You don't have to force yourself to learn the same amount as you did before. It is in the sinner. But to not learn at all, that's what he said before. Don't give up entirely. Do what you can. Push. Push a little bit. A little bit more. A little bit more. It's not good when it's hard. That's when it's worth it. That's when it's worth it. That's when you show that it's really you. Really you making that choice. Really you rising up to that challenge. Okay, that's the lesson of Yemei Av, of Yemei Sinah. Go ahead, guys.